ABC Radio Australia.
As bushfires have raged across Australia this summer, there's been an unprecedented wave of support from the Pacific, as we've reported here on Pacific Beat, with public rallies, wheelbarrow drives and numerous fundraisers for bushfire victims. But in Solomon Islands, the Red Cross is this week warning of a scam, a fake recruitment drive that's seeking volunteers to travel to Australia to work in the bushfire cleanup. It's targeting young people desperate for overseas work, and it's upset those who are leading the country's bushfire appeal, with warnings now issued by Australia's High Commission too, as Evan Wasuka reports.
Derek Tallow previously worked as a seasonal labourer in New Zealand. Keen to return overseas, he attended a meeting in Honiara where a man claiming to be from the Red Cross was recruiting workers for Australia's bushfire cleanup.
There were lots of people, men and women, standing around to register the names, and he said, if you give $1,500, you are confirmed to go.
That's about 270 Australian dollars, a large amount for the young people attending the meeting, who were mostly unemployed. But Mr. Tallow says there was something odd about the offer and the down payment needed for insurance.
We asked, what about passports? And he said, everything is under Red Cross and will be sorted out in Australia. And everyone believed it.
Everyone believe him now.
A week later, his instincts proved to be true. Clement Manuri is the Secretary General for Solomon Islands Red Cross.
Monday this week, we have people stand up at our office, mainly young men, and they were inquiring about a rumor that is going around in town.
He told them his office had nothing to do with the recruitment, but the visits continued along with phone calls, plenty of them, forcing his office to put a statement out on Facebook.
There is no recruitment of volunteers to go to Australia for this bushfire operation. So we are calling out to the public to look out for these people who are trying to use this situation for their own benefits.
Across the Pacific, the response to Australia's bushfires has been unprecedented, with governments and private appeals raising money for victims. In the Solomons, the Red Cross is part of a government committee leading fundraising efforts. Dr. Derek Money of the Prime Minister's office is chair of that appeal, and he's aghast by the scam.
We are disappointed by such actions, and I think by reports we have alerted the Assistant Commissioner of Police to look into such rumours.
So far, the appeal has raised about $1 million, with a month to go before it ends. Dr. Mane is confident that the scam won't disrupt their work.
Well, I think the scam is to us, I take it as a low-key degree of trouble to the community, because it's merely rumours.
As for Mr. Tallow, he's thankful he wasn't conned into spending his money. He says it's sad that the young and vulnerable were targeted, those most desperate for work overseas.
In my settlement area, over 50 people have already gone to register, mostly boys who don't have work and are just hanging around. They think, oh, it's our chance to go overseas.
Australia's High Commission has also issued a warning on its Facebook page, and Mr. Tallow is hopeful that it's not too late. But he's doing his bit by warning others in his community to stay away from it.
So yesterday, when I saw the message, I quickly told the boys in my area that the Red Cross is warning not to follow that recruitment because they are not working with them.
Derek Tallow, a resident in Honiara and Solomon Islands, our reporter there, Evan Wasuka.